Oregon and Washington have laws on the books allowing what backers call death with dignity and opponents call physician-assisted suicide. Michael Sorotkin, representing the group Patient Choices Vermont, says the track record of those laws show they can work well and that critics' fears are unjustified. Among the groups opposing the legislation is the Vermont Medical Society, which wants to limit the government's involvement in care of the terminally ill. A public hearing on the legislation is set for 5 until 7 Tuesday evening in the House chamber of the Vermont State House. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.